The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, or at DALE007 on Twitter. That is right. Hey, we are a hoop-ball.com presentation at Hoopball Tweets on Twitter. We've also got at Hoopball Gaming. That's the motherboard for this here division from hoop-ball.com. Hi, welcome in, new listeners. Hopefully there's a few of you. I hear there's a couple each and every day, so that's great news. Got a fun show, solo show today. Lots of baseball, going to do some playoff basketball. And I tell you what. No, I'll save that. I can't be getting in the tangents right at the beginning of the show. Recorded promo in the middle of the show, but hey, I'm going to highlight it. Two wonderful promo codes to get you some phenomenal products. Speaking of manscaped.com, they just put out a new product, the Lawnmower 4.0. I got the early grab on it and I've used it already. It is phenomenal, fellas. I tell you what, you use promo code HOOPBALL20, 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 HOOPBALL20 for those in the back. HOOPBALL20 is the promo code. Free shipping, 20% off. They got the complete care kits. They got all the balms and the oils and the beard trimming materials that you could ask for, plus some other grooming, manscaping of all natures. You can take care of all your holes, your ears, your nostrils, other holes, your belly button. I recently trimmed my belly button. That's a hole. That's an orifice. That's our original mouth. Anyways, sorry to use the word orifice now twice on a podcast. That's not something that you probably tune in to listen to for a normal podcast here. We will talk sports betting, I promise, once we avenue out of anatomy talk. The other affiliate and wonderful sponsor, gotta love our folks over at mybookie.ag. We got a wonderful golf tournament coming up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the motherland, and they have all the bets you could ever think of. Joseph Campisi, our guy, our golf dude, he's going to be giving us some winners there. He's been killing these tournaments lately. And a PGA element to betting is always fun. Always fun. Again, all the more reason to go get you a wager pass. I know fantasy season wrapped up, so I'm happy to see it. A lot of our fantasy and DFS folks on the premium side are jumping ship over to the betting side, getting the wager pass. $9.99, 33 cents a day, less than your expensive latte a day. I drink the cheap stuff, black coffee. So, you know, it's less than that. I was at a flea market the other day. Coffee was a buck for a cup of coffee. I sound like a boomer now, but holy hell. Holy hell. That's just a lot. Anyways, and then stamps went up, so I'm full-blown curmudgeon. All right, let's get into MLB. MLB, MLB. Oh, by the way, promo code HOOPBALL. I rely on the recorded reads too much. HOOPBALL's the promo code for mybookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. HOOPBALL. Pretty easy. Okay. Baseball. Baseball, baseball, baseball. I've got to come out of the lab at some point. I do. I realize that. It's fun being in the lab. You're safe. You're working on things. You are looking at things without, you know, certain colored scope. So to get through the baseball talk, we're going to do a little Turbo Tuesday. We're going to rapid fire some stuff. I'm going to make my tally site selections. I need to do that. So y'all are going to join me along that ride. And let me know on a 5-star or whatever review you think I deserve. If y'all enjoy me making these selections, you know, we're chasing top 5, top 10 finishes always. And we want to just stack up really well against these other professionals. You know, it builds accreditation for us, for you as listeners and followers. They've already started adding some elements for you listeners, you folks, you know, to come in and join us here on Tally Site. So if you are bored, check out tallysite.com and just look it over, scrub it over. If you have questions or if it confuses you, let me know. Be more than happy to chat about it. I already talk about it a lot, but hey, they love us. We love them. And it's a great, great partnership. It's an affiliate. So right now, certainly not looking good for baseball. I got to get some picks on the board. And right now, I'm going to run through, make some selections, rapid fire some winners, and then we'll go from there. We got a lot to unpack. I've already seen some line movements that are in my favor, so I scoped a lot of these out last night. So we will get you to sure value, as close to the value as we can get you. I mean, we're going to get you right in it. So, hey, song of the day, by the way. Been doing a lot of music stuff on the shows lately. Really been enjoying a ton of Glass Animals and a band I really didn't get into much at the time, probably because my ex-wife was really into them at the time. But anyways, giving them a lot of more shots lately, and they're phenomenal. And I've listened to their song Pools, like, you know, like the swimming pool, Pools, P-O-O-L-S, you know, at least a few times today. One of their more known songs, Gooey, is also really good. So their albums, if you listen to their albums through, they're very phenomenal. They course third tracks very nicely. And holy hell, tons of shows are being announced, and it's exciting because music is very good for the soul, and live music is great for the heart and the mind. And it's a really good place to go and be and just take in some good tunes. So shows and tours and all that good stuff, venues, everything, everyone's announcing. You know, the first one that pops up into my head, Modest Mouse, they just announced a show in Oklahoma City in September. So I'm going to be going. They're going to be with local natives. That's going to be a badass show. And the original four members of the Misfits are going to be performing their debut album that came out in 1970, next year, 2020. Or 2022. did my math backwards. So that is exciting to see that piece of history, you know. Glenn Danzig, Graves, I can't remember the other two guys' names, but, you know, the original four Misfits, that's like the Ramones, like saying that we were going to get an original Ramones or whatever, but all the Ramones are dead now, I think. I think there might be one left, but I think he recently passed away. So that's the stuff about music and sports and stuff that's awesome, is we get these little clips of history and we get to hold on to those, and they, you know, don't die, you know, those experiences and such that we were involved in with people that influence us. So that's why I like to put some music stuff into this. It's very exciting. And for someone that likes to go to shows a lot, local shows, small show, any show I can get my hands on, it's a phenomenal time. It's a revitalization at the most. All right. So music aside, look up some of your artists that you keep. I mean, chances are they have new music or they've announced shows. I mean, everyone has got stuff out now. All right, this is my last tail off. Sorry. One of the founding members of the Mars Volta just released a 62 EP or he has 62 different, enough music for 62 different EPs on a side project that he did. Can't remember the other guy he worked with on it, but it was another well-known musician. But if you know who the Mars Volta is, you either like them or you don't. They're conceptual. They're a concept album band, similar to Pink Floyd. Not musically, ideologically speaking. Musically, they're like, they're math rock is what it's called. It's real sporadic. They got jams, but they're heavily influenced by Hispanic culture with elotas and emboles. I said elotas. That's a food. Stupid of me. I meant emboles. Emboles a drum. And so the culture from El Paso, which is where they're from, really influences their music. So this guy, this musician, the original founding member of Mars Volta, just has all this mega file music. Like, he's just got all this unreleased, like, and he just announced it. And it's so artists are doing that because they got bored during the pandemic. They had material from years ago. And then it, so just looking to look into, you know, your artist. Tupac, apparently his family's estate just won the estate back. And so they're going to put out, I think, four original, you know, Tupac's work. Like, he had unreleased music, you know, Tupac put, you know, so there, it's music that was made before he died that they can now hopefully legally put out. So, but I don't think Tupac's dead. So, but anyways, that's another side tangent we can get into maybe sometime. Let's talk baseball. Cubbies. I'm going to roll with my Cubs tonight. They're on the road in Pittsburgh, minus 139, minus 140. There's some juice. But as far as me, myself, tally site, these are the selections I am going to be making. The juice has come down. So we're getting some downward value, even though it's still a little high. It was at one minus 150. Over-unders 9. I have no opinion on this. Atlanta, Boston. Boston, I got two plays here, okay? I'm going to take Boston. I got them at plus 102 last night, but they've shifted down to minus 105. I have no qualms with doubling downing. No, double downing sounds negative. We're not double downing anyone. No, we're positive around here, so we're doubling down. We're going to split the pair. 9.5 over under. You know, these bats, the collective bats on paper on this in these lineups, you got to think that they're just going to be smashing. 13 miles per hour out, 65 degrees in Fenway. Beautiful baseball night. I'm going to watch this game just to freaking vicariously live visually and watch this game. Oh my goodness. 65 degrees, 13 miles per hour out, over 9.5. Of course. Garrett Richards on the mound, Charlie Morton on the mound for Atlanta. Both combined for almost 8 runs, earned runs, ERA. Garrett Richards actually has a 4.2 ERA. He's been pitching really well lately. Like, he's coming back. Or I can't say coming back, but he's rounding out in the form. You know, he's making some good starts. All right, so like I said, I want to be real quick about that game. And yes, I know I am way behind on the 162 bets I got to make on all the Royals and all the Red Sox plays. I know. I've been irresponsible with that, and I apologize. So Baltimore, Minnesota, I'm going over 9. It's moved up to over 9.5 at minus 115 on the juice. This is going to get to 10 or 11 runs. Minnesota, they are allowing a crap ton of runs right now. Jose Berrios with his 3.91 ERA, his peripherals are a lot worse on the course of the season. They got this Kramer kid on the mound for Baltimore, young guy. He's not very polished. Minnesota's bats aging, but still powerful. Think they can get some runs across. And I'm also looking at playing Baltimore as an underdog, taking Baltimore on tally site. This is what I'm doing. Baltimore at plus 163, Baltimore +1.5 at minus 121. So I'm going to be looking at supporting Baltimore here tonight. Kramer, a little suspect pitching matchup. You know, I would prefer to have the advantage there, but sneaky value Baltimore. I think that they can get some runs across against this Minnesota team. Minnesota's got a pretty bad bullpen. Milwaukee with Corbin Burns straight up on the mound against Mr. Musgrove, threw that no-hitter, and that was a couple games ago. San Diego's completely hot right now. I think this is a good buzzsaw moment and a good momentum boost for Milwaukee. They got to catch St. Louis. St. Louis is starting to get really, really hot. Mr. Musgrove on the mound, I like him. I like what he's done this year, but he threw that no-hitter, and I think it's time for him to gas out a little bit. So, gas out, Milwaukee Brewers in winning fashion, in my opinion, minus 118. It's shifted all the way to minus 125, a buck and a quarter. St. Louis and the Chicago White Sox, the White Stockings. St. Louis, the Cardies, the Cards, the Cardinals. I don't think anyone's ever called them the Cardies. That was really weird. Plus 125. I got plus 120 last night. It moved up. They're going against Lucas Giolito, who, you know, let's be honest, he passed the torch to Rodon for this year. Rodon is doing Giolito things like what Giolito was doing last year. Giolito is still a top-tier pitcher, don't get me wrong. But Jack Flaherty is a really good pitcher. Not saying Giolito's not. Giolito's actually probably overall more talented than Flaherty. But Giolito was a late bloomer, you know. So Flaherty. Gosh, I struggle with his name all the time. You know, he's got a 2.53 ERA. St. Louis is hot right now. They've won a decent amount of their last 10 games, I believe. Let me look here real quick. Loading. No. I am mistaken. 4-6 in their last 10. So, not sure what I was thinking. 5-5 for the White Sox. So, both teams are kind of middling a little bit. And the White Sox took game one last night. And I believe this is a good moment here for the Cards to bounce back. So Cardinals as an underdog, I think that's a good way to roll. And that's what I'm going to do. 76 degrees on the south side of Chicago tonight. Scorcha. Houston, Los Angeles. This is a damn good series right here. All right, I'm going to get it out of the way. I'm going Houston as an underdog. Wow, it shifted a lot. I got Houston on Tally site at plus 101, and then I also got it here on my Action Network that I tracked it in last night at plus 102. So, lots of movement to Houston, plus or minus 108 now. Mookie Betts still questionable. Has not officially been ruled out, but with that shift in movement, I think we got our answer as to what's going on. We have a contrarian run line against elite teams pro system in play. 60% winner, 9% ROI. Through Action Network, Aledmius Diaz, tight hammy, questionable. Chances are he might get rolled in. Zach Greinke on the mound, 4-1, having a damn good year. Clayton Kershaw, 6-3, 3.18 ERA. Let's roll Houston underdog. I'm going Houston plus 1.5, 1.5. That was a weird way to say that. Under eight. And it's at 8.5 now at minus 120. So major juice on 8.5. Speaker turned off because I stopped playing music. But under eight at minus 103 is what I was able to get last night. So that's where we're rolling. We're rolling, baby. We're rolling. So let me reverse a little. I'm going to talk some games that I haven't placed any wagers on or have not locked in any way. I'm going to rapid fire through these. Holy hell, there's a bunch of 6 o'clock games. One at 5:40, Miami against Philly. Vince Velasquez, Zoraidi, 3.52 ERA on the mound. Sandy Alcantara, 3.63 ERA. Minus 130. Favorite Miami is on the home front. Tons of money coming in on them. we got a good C-plus grade on this Miami line. It's saying it should be closer to minus 150. We're getting it at minus 130. So 20 cents of value. Brian Anderson, questionable. You know? I don't know about this one. It's the first time I'm really cracking it open, looking at it. I can't say I've got a huge opinion on it. I've stopped messing with Philly and Miami just for the simple fact that I haven't been able to get them right too much this year. If anything, I would look at like a Marlins team total over because Velasquez, his peripherals are a little, let me try that again, are a little worse. There's a glitch. Licked a battery or something. And, you know, Miami's playing well right now, 6-4 in their last 10. At home, they're 11-8. They score more runs at home, I would assume. Fact check me on that. I don't have it up in front of me, but if I remember right, I think that's how it is. Philadelphia's got a terrible bullpen. I think you just got to kind of roll Miami here or nothing. You can definitely back Alcantara without a lot of worry. We're in a dome, no weather. Let's look at a team total. I bet it's 4. It's 3.5. 3.5. Okay, cool. Nice. 3.5. Let's lock that in. I like that. The total is 7 right now. So I think, you know, I'm looking at this a script of the over. So, you know, I'm going to be happy supporting one team. Cincinnati, Washington. I'm staying away from Washington games. Tyler Molly on the mound. Tyler Molly's got a 4.20 ERA. Max Scherzer on the mound. I just don't like betting games that Max Scherzer pitches in because I love to just watch him mow people down. And Tyler Molly's a good pitcher too. So, hey, I'm going to be watching this game because the pitching matchup's pretty good. I'll watch at least a couple innings of it before I switch over to something else. Steven Matz, Corey Kluber, going for Toronto and New York. Lefty versus righty. Matz the lefty. 6.05 on the Yes Network. Toronto's plus 150 as an underdog on the road. Over 9 is the total. I am rolling with that because, look, we're fading a guy coming off of a no-hitter. I talk about it every time I get the chance to, and I've gotten to a lot this year. There has been an influx out the yin-yang wazoo galoo of freaking no-hitters. It's ridiculous. I don't know if I like it or not. I mean, I love pitching. Don't get me wrong. I love good, nasty, filthy, dirty, good, strong pitching. But, it's too much. It's too many no-hitters. Too many. Savali and Scooble on the mound for Cleveland and Detroit. Over-under's 9. Shade to minus 115 to the 9. 9 or under. And I like the under here. I rolled with the over last night, and holy cow, look at, there was like 22 runs scored. It went to extra innings. But I just, you know, we were a couple runs from hitting, you know, in the 8th inning. So it was almost a sweat, but I knew and I felt confident that I didn't have to worry about it. You know, and then lo and behold, some runs were scored in the top of the 8th. And it was a bet that I placed and I forgot about it. And, you know, so I'm looking to go the other way tonight. Got some capable pitchers on the mound. Last night, the pitchers being involved were the reason, was a huge reasoning for me to take the over. So like Oppo, likewise tonight, we're going to go the opposite way. Colorado, New York Mets. I'm not talking about this one. Got Freeland, who has not made a start this year on the mound against DeGrom. Watch DeGrom. Maybe take a team total under because the Mets don't score runs in general or when DeGrom especially is on the mound. Tampa Bay is going for their 12th win in a row against Brad Keller and the Royals. This opened at plus 151. It's at plus 175 now. Tampa Bay is playing super well. Rich Hill, the lefty on the mound. I don't know if Kansas City gets it done. But I do think, I mean, holy shoot. Got some sharp money, heavy money, and a top expert on this game, on the Royals. Hoop ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn. Like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the Weed Whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need, down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen. Face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. It's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the Podfather, Aaron Bruschi, the Godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting. Got a C-plus grade of a plus 175 money line, thinking it should be closer to that opening line. And I agree. The Royals, they got some guys that hit lefties really well. They do. Nicky Lopez, sneaky guy. Always does well against lefties. His OPS is great. Salvador Perez gets a big downgrade from 280 down to .196 against lefties. But he's Salvy. He's got an 801 OPS. So even if he's not going to hit, he's going to get on base, give Royals a chance to get some guys across. Carlos Santana, the biggest lefty killer of them all, hits .364 and .857. Witt hits over .300. He gets an upgrade from his deuce 50 average. Witt hitting under .300 right now. right? Under 280 is kind of weird. Look for him to get a little hot. If you notice, the Royals' huge downtick came when Witt started, you know, downticking his offensive production. Benintendi, you know, I like to talk about him. G-Man Choi, questionable for the Tampa Bay Rays. Why not? Let's take an underdog tonight with the Royals. Tampa Bay going for 12 in a row. They've won a ton. It's weird to try to bet against these teams and get in front of the steamroller, but sometimes you got to. Someone's got to do it. And let's see what happens. You can even get it plus 180 in some spots. That's wild. It's shot up. Bovada's got it at plus 180. My bookie's got it plus 175. So that is wild. Over 8.5. Might look at that. I'd like to find a team total. I wouldn't be mad about taking a Royals team total either. Royals team total once it's released. San Fran, Arizona. Kevin Gausman. Corbin Martin from Arizona. I'm looking at under 9 because Gausman is just dealing this year. 4-0, 1.66 ERA. I'm sure his peripherals are good. But I've got San Fran as a heavy favorite on Tally side. It was at minus 194 last night, which I know it's a ton of juice. I know. But now it's down to minus 170 something. So you can get that at a better value than what I did last night. And I have an opinion on the under as well. The under 9 at minus 120 is a good look because, like I said, the pitching, this Curtis Martin kid, or Corbin Martin, I'm sorry, he's not one of the worst pitchers the Diamondbacks have. And Arizona, if they're not slugging, they're having a hard time hitting the ball and scoring runs. They rely on the slugging and extra base hits a ton, and San Fran just does not allow a ton of that. San Fran coming off a 3-game losing effort sweep, oppo sweep against the Dodgers. So you know they're looking to get right. They're looking to pick up some divisional games here. Arizona's lost their last 5 and 1-9 in their last 10. So they are just not doing well, like at all. I'm going to take a look here and, you know, against the spread, the Giants are 17-7 on the road. That's a big, big number. I usually don't like to use trends too much, but if there is a big glaring gap, you know, it's easy to look into further. And that's something I'm more comfortable with. You're going to have more value than if you take them on the money line. If you take the run line at minus 1.5, you're getting it at plus money, at even money. So I'm looking at doing that. I'm not expecting a ton of runs scored here, but I am expecting San Fran to be in control of this ball game by way of really dominant pitching. So looking at that, I'm also going to look at Seattle and Oakland. We got Cole Irvin and Logan Gilbert, I'm sorry, on the mound for Seattle. They're one of their top prospects they called up. 0-2 so far, 9.45 ERA. Welcome to the show, kid. Oakland, heavy favorite, minus 173. That's not where I'm looking, but I would take a peek at Oakland, minus 1.5 at plus 105. Just for the simple fact that they're the more quality team. They did lose last night, so a bounce back effort is always good to look at here. And I like the fact that Oakland on the road, they are actually, they're at home right now. and I meant Seattle on the road. They've got a losing effort, 10-14 on the road, just even 12-12 ATS on the road. Oakland, not that great ATS, but I'm looking for them to balance back up, right? And at home, over-unders, go 15-11 for the Athletics on the road, 14-8-2, two pushes, man. So Seattle scores more runs on the road, I would assume. They probably also allow a lot more. See if I got some umpire stats for this game. We got Ryan Willis as the lead ump. Home has a money line record of 5-4. The under has a record of 5-4. So I'm looking for both of those to hit 500 tonight. There is another ump, DJ Rayburn, Brian Rayburn, something like that, where we were looking at placing wagers that would take him to a 500 record on the stats, his home money line record and under record. So I'm looking at going over because it's at even money, over 8.5. And we got these young guns on the mound. And then I'm also looking at some more plus money at plus 105 with Oakland, minus 1.5. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to end that, right? That's umpire stats, plus money, two bets in one game. Absolutely. Yeah, why not? Why not? So we're looking at that. That's how we're going to approach baseball tonight. I'm locking in some tally site picks here. I'm sorry. So let me lock these in as I kind of ramble. I'm really digging some underdogs tonight. I am. I'm hoping to get some trifectas on tally sites, hoping to climb up these leaderboards. Absolutely. Houston, did we talk? Wait, no. There's got to be more games. Yeah, I got more games. No, we talked Houston. Texas, Los Angeles. That was the last one. Yeah, because it was up on my card. We got Yang the lefty and Heaney the lefty. Both these teams hit pretty well against lefties. Texas a little bit better than Los Angeles or Anaheim, whatever you want to call them. I'm looking at over 8.5, minus 115 is the money on that, the shade. And then I was going to be peeking at, oh yeah, Texas as an underdog. Lost it there for a sec. Yeah, Texas is an underdog. I think they got a good spot here. I do. They got a good matchup there. We need to venture into some NBA. And then I can wrap this show up, get it on out, send you on home. Okay, so let's let my NBA card load here, and we'll get cracking on these games. I need to make some picks on those also. I've already got some in. All right, 6:30 is the first one. Boston, Brooklyn. I don't know what Boston's got in them. Brooklyn covered the first game. Under 227 is what I'm looking at. I know under in a Boston or a Brooklyn game is really weird, but Boston is just, I don't think they're going to be able to put enough balls in the bucket to help get to the over. So real quickly here, I'll be looking at that. You know, I'll be looking at doing that. Brooklyn minus 9, you know, I just don't have an opinion on the spread. I could see Boston gutting out this performance. Yeah, staying away from the side for me. Under 227 is all I'll be playing there. I am going to back the Phoenix Suns again. I just think they got the Lakers number. I think they match up really well. I locked in over 208 last night. It's at 210 now. Got Phoenix plus 2. Phoenix plus 115 as an underdog. I'm going to look at them to get the series started with a 2-0 advantage. Dallas and the Clippers. Dallas leading the series 1-0. They got that first game win. Clippers are a 7-point favorite. 215.5 is the total. I took Dallas plus 6 last night. That's what I locked in. It's now at 7, so it's moved. So you know what? I don't know. I thought the Clippers had a chance to sweep this series. Not going to happen. Plus 7, though. You know, I got to be on the side of the underdog in this one. That's what I'm looking at. That is what I'm looking at. So officially, I have Dallas plus 6. But oh well. Okay, y'all. Okay. Yeah, hey, this was a fun show. I hope y'all really liked it. It's my Monday, so I had a little more go juice. Coming off the weekend, feeling rested. Been doing some reading lately. Been trying to be more healthy with my mind, you know? Trying to create success and all that. You know, they talk about it in a lot of these books. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to create some success. Take some tidbits and nuggets from today's card. You know, always do your own research. I'm not telling you, you can't go out there and blind bet anyone's picks. You know, you can't do that. Our team is really good. And I'm about to be a contradictory here. I do blind bets our prop guys' bets because they know what they're talking about so much. And I see it in such a microscopic way. I break my own rule. I talk about Fight Club. But the fact of the matter is, you've got to have your opinion also. You matter, you know, because it's your money, it's your heart, it's your action. So don't let it become someone else's, you know? With that being said, thank you for listening. We're getting some phenomenal reviews, rates, and raves, and really enjoy what's coming in, really enjoy what's about to go out. The fact of the matter is that we're getting really close to college football. Yes. We have playoff hockey, pull in for the Penguins to win the series against the Islanders. They just lost last night in double overtime, so they're down 2-3 in the series. Islanders swept the Penguins last year in the playoffs, and the Pens are the number one seed in the East this year. So love playoff hockey. I know we don't talk about it a ton on the show whenever I'm around, and I know I don't really do much on it, but I love hockey, and I love playoff hockey even more than a lot of other things. I watched more playoff hockey than I did playoff basketball last night. So if that says anything. I fell asleep to playoff hockey and playoff basketball, which reminds me, did Portland win? No, they didn't. Denver worked them. Denver, even in the series. I thought that, you know, was a bounce back effort that was probably going to happen. Anywho, watch some postseason sports. We got women's softball that's going to be cracking off for the tournament here soon, which is in Oklahoma City every year. The women's national championship every year. It's something that we are lucky to host. The men's baseball tournaments, conference tournaments are going on right now. We'll probably talk a little bit more about that midweek. Look for some teams to keep an eye on during the super regionals and the regionals. And let's get ready for some more collegiate sports with football here soon. I got to go get my 500-page preview magazine so I can start hand-scribing my notes. Yes, looking forward to everything. Looking forward to seeing y'all back. Make sure to be safe. I am sending you all of my positive vibes, all of my positive energies. Be safe, be kind, and do something for someone if you can. Give. It's all about giving. So without further ado, let's get this show rolled on out of here. Today in Sports Betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.